This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. In July, an NFL star quarterback took the stage at Jesus Culture Church to preach a message and to firsthand vouch for the fact that God still heals today. Find out more after this break.
Shane W. Roestiger is the founder of Hot House of Truth, which, in case you haven't heard of it, is a place designed by God to awaken his bride by the preaching of his uncompromising word, to purify her by his fire, to equip her by his spirit, and to send her out full of oil and fire. Well, Roestiger is releasing his new juicy book called Chunks of Meat. Have you ever wondered why you haven't grown in your Christian walk? Do you wonder why you have not reached the fullness of Christ? Or have you wondered why you haven't manifested as a mature son or daughter? Well, stop wondering. All you need to do is change your diet. It's time to eat heavenly protein. It's time for you to reach full maturity in Christ. It's time to grow up. The book Chunks of Meat is at your table. And it's free. It's for you. Just come and eat. Truth Not For Sale. Log on and download your free copy today at hothouseoftruth.com.
Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr preached the evening service on Sunday, June 7th at Jesus Culture Sacramento in Sacramento, California. During his message, he said that he has seen people get supernaturally healed and delivered firsthand and gave all glory to God. He specifically mentioned seeing people get supernaturally healed while attending a conference in Fresno, California, where Brian and Katie Torwalt were leading worship. Carr said, "I have seen the lame walking and people being healed all over the place. We prayed for healing all over the place. People were healed. And we saw this man's hand open for the first time in 5 years. There's another man in a wheelchair that began to stand up and dance while they were playing their music." Carr, whose grandfather was a lifelong preacher, says he was honored that Jesus Culture invited him to share the gospel and preach. He also said he intended to leave quietly at the end of the service rather than hang around, so as not to distract from what God was doing. Praise God for Carr's Christian witness, and pray that he would get more chances to share his faith openly during the upcoming football season. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories on C-Pop, the Christian Pop Culture Podcast. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.